An area of high pressure is located in the Gulf of Maine. It has funneled enough dry air into our area to bring us a mainly sunny Thursday afternoon. The clouds are a bit thicker to our west, especially west of Utica, where skies are overcast through much of central and western New York. So some of our western area is still quite gray, but for the rest of us, it has been a bright afternoon, and our temperatures have recovered a bit from the cool feel from yesterday. And as we work through the next few days, temperatures will be in the neighborhood of 70 degrees, finally warming a bit by Sunday. So after a temperature seesaw at the beginning of the week, things have leveled off quite nicely across New York and western New England. As we work into the nighttime hours, clouds will begin to increase as a frontal system approaches from the northwest. So the sky will be partly to mostly cloudy through the night. It will be another cool night, though not as cool as last night, with low temperatures in the 40s to around 50 degrees. As we work through the day tomorrow, that frontal system will come through the northeast, so it will be a cloudier day than today, and we will have the chance for at least some showers and thunderstorms as we go through the day, though it doesn't appear that it will rain the entire day tomorrow, but we will have that chance as we go right through the daytime hours. Temperatures tomorrow will be within a few degrees either side of the 70-degree mark. By Saturday, that frontal system will push off to the east, though we're still going to have some remnants of the upper-level disturbance passing through the area, so there's still the chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm, especially east of the Hudson River Saturday afternoon, but it shouldn't be a huge deal. Most of the day will be dry. Again, temperatures will be around 70 on Saturday, and then by Sunday, a nice ridge of high pressure will build in, and that will bring us bright and mild weather to wrap up the weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, low in the 40s to around 50. And for tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, low in the 40s to around 50. And for tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, low in the 40s to around 50, and for tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm, especially over New England, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s, and on Sunday, mostly sunny and mild, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.